Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Dave Mattingly. The FBI says a 21-year-old man is in custody following yesterday's deadly shooting at a July 4th parade in Highland Park, Illinois. Six people were killed and at least 30 others were injured in the community near Chicago. Police are describing the man in custody as a person of interest. He was apprehended about 5 miles north of where the shooting occurred. Highland Park's police commander, Chris O'Neill, says the gunman fired a high-powered rifle from the roof of a commercial building, sending panicked parade onlookers running for safety. Democratic Senator Dick Durbin of Illinois was in Highland Park last night.
The gun bill that we passed in the Senate, the bipartisan gun bill, addresses many of the aspects of these mass shooters, and some of that involves mental health counseling, trauma counseling. We've got to reach out at an early age to turn these lives around.
President Biden and the governor of Illinois expressed shock and anger over the attack. President Biden is planning to present the Presidential Medal of Freedom to 17 people. NPR's Laurel Wamsley says one of those to receive the highest civilian honor will be Megan Rapinoe of the U.S. Women's National Soccer Team.
Rapinoe will be honored not only for her success on the field, where she's won 2 World Cups and an Olympic gold medal, but also for her activism, for gender pay equality, racial justice, and LGBTQI rights. Rapinoe says she has walked in the path of Colin Kaepernick, Billie Jean King, Venus and Serena Williams, and the founders of the Black Lives Matter movement.
I feel like this is obviously being awarded to me, but this is really for everyone.
Rapinoe is the first soccer player and one of just 6 female athletes to be so honored, according to U.S. Soccer. Olympic gold medal gymnast Simone Biles will also receive the Medal of Freedom at the White House on Thursday. Laurel Wamsley, NPR News, Washington.
A federal appeals court will hear arguments this week about the future of DACA, the law governing the status of immigrants brought to the U.S. as children illegally. NPR's Joel Rose says a lower court found the Obama-era program to be illegal.
DACA has been basically frozen in place since federal judge Andrew Hanen in Texas ruled almost a year ago that the program is unlawful. DACA, which is officially known as Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, protects undocumented immigrants who were brought to the country as children, shielding them from deportation and allowing them to work legally. Hanen's ruling allows about 600,000 current DACA recipients to renew their status, but it has stopped the Biden administration from granting any new applications, leaving about 80,000 recent applicants in limbo. A 3-judge panel from the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals will hear arguments on Wednesday in New Orleans, but the case is likely headed for the Supreme Court. Joel Rose, NPR News.
This is NPR News from Washington. Authorities in Australia say emergency response teams have made at least 100 rescues in and around Sydney because of flooding. People have been pulled from flooded homes and vehicles amid ongoing evacuation orders, now covering about 50,000 people. The state government in New South Wales has declared a disaster across 23 local areas. Days of torrential rains caused rivers to swell and dams to overflow. No deaths have been reported. The economy, tariffs, and trade were among the issues discussed yesterday when Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen held a video call with one of China's senior officials. NPR's John Ruwitch has more.
Yellen spoke with Vice Premier Liu He. He's been the Chinese government's point man for economic relations with the U.S. The Treasury Department said the talks covered macroeconomic and financial developments in the U.S., China, and the world, including rising commodity prices and food security. Yellen also raised, quote, unfair, non-market Chinese economic practices. China's state news agency called the meeting pragmatic and frank, and it said Liu expressed China's concerns about U.S. tariffs and sanctions imposed on China, as well as the fair treatment of Chinese companies. The two sides agreed to keep talking. John Ruwitch, NPR News, Shanghai.
Scandinavian Airlines is filing for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. The airline, known as SAS, says it filed in the U.S. to help speed up its restructuring plans. The move follows yesterday's breakdown of contract talks between the airline and its pilots. It prompted the airline's pilots to go on strike in the peak of the summer travel season. I'm Dave Mattingly, NPR News, in Washington.